Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The baptismal font and the Christ candle. They stand side by side in our lives. They stand side by side in our world. The star atop the tree. The star that the magi, the wise folk, those from another land follow to find that Christ light, to find that light, that joy that lives within us. So on this Sunday, which doesn't happen super often where we celebrate Epiphany and the baptism of Jesus on the same day, but it is a day when we can open our hearts and find the joy of our promises of being named and claimed in baptism, where Jesus is told, "You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the light of Christ, the star that we follow, that epiphany that changes our lives. Now, I know around my different colleagues, I was at an ordination yesterday on actual Epiphany. Epiphany is always January 6th. It is Orthodox Christmas as well, but it is January 6th. And yesterday we celebrated an ordination. It's the fourth or fifth one in the last 2 months, which is the first time in my ministry in almost 30 years that there have been so many ordinations right together for me to participate in, to share a word or a hope. With one, I was the preacher. With yesterday, I was the one that actually got to say, you are ordained and you have standing here in Central Southeast Ohio Association. That's the first time that so many have been, except when I was ordained and my colleagues and classmates were being ordained. And so as I was at this service on Epiphany and the light of Christ was shining through, yeah, when clergy get together, they tend to talk liturgy and they tend to talk, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? Or what's your sermon about? Or how's it, you know? And to listen, there were some that chose to do Epiphany last Sunday. And so we talked about that for a minute, and I went, well, no, last Sunday, it's the first Sunday of Christmas. We really needed to celebrate Christmas. So we're going to do Epiphany tomorrow, and then baptism of Jesus at the same time. And I was surprised at how many of my other colleagues chose to do that as well. And the meaning? Almost every person that was talking about their sermon or what they were doing had to do with the joy that fills our lives in that light of Christ. So I want you to think about the joy that fills your life because you have been named and claimed by God in baptism. You are my child, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. And because the star, the light, lives within us. What joy are you living? So I share with you this stole that I have on. It is my dad's. It was made for him, and he was, it was made for his, in 1993, so that was his 25th year of ordination. And because we have moved him to assisted living, I have his stoles and his robe. Now, his robes are way too big, but his stoles are ones that I began to look at. And so I went, I think I'm going to wear a stole of my dad's today because the joy that that brings me of the hope of the world and the light in our lives. Now, that goes even farther because we're also talking about baptism. And no, my dad didn't baptize me. His supervising pastor did. But my dad baptized both my children so that I could be the mom and he could be the words of, with you are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. So the joy when I wear this stole and think comes shining brightly through. But what about your joy? What joy are you experiencing with the being named and claimed by baptism and the light that shines within us? Now, I know in the world in which we live that we're pretty tired of Christmas. Show of hands, how many of you took your Christmas tree down before yesterday? See, you, yes. And that's okay. We get tired of, because we're part of a secular world, but we're also part of the world of God. And living in this world is tough at times. How many of you are tired of Christmas carols? Some of you might be, yes. Now me, I told Jeff, no, we have to still play the Christmas carols. It's still Christmas. Today, we celebrate Epiphany, the light of Christ that is coming into our lives, the journey that we are on in our lives, through this baptism of being named and claimed, through the light of Christ that shines within us, and it's different. I walked in this morning and went, oh yeah, we have to undecorate the church. But the thing is, we get to celebrate together the epiphany of God, the light that comes into our world and into our lives, and then we get to fellowship together as we undecorate today the joy that God fills us with. Sometimes I think we get so bogged down in the world around us that we forget that we're in a different place. The love of God shines within us. The joy fills us, and we have God's light shining through us. So think about your joy. What joy has God brought to you? What joy is God continuing to bring to you? One of my colleagues has, for the last 5 or 6 years, picked a word and lived by that word throughout the year, and then at the end of the year, reflects upon how they have lived that word. It's a way to do something different than those things that we might not do. So for the last couple years, I've also done that along with. So this year, I'm going to tell you my word. My word is joy. Finding joy in who I am and who we are and in the world that we are part of. Because I think sometimes we get bogged down with the things we don't agree with. That in this world, the violence that happens, and the decisions and the choices that are made in politics that cause us to forget that this light, this star, is what we're following, this light of Christ that is living within us. So I'm going to live into joy and find the joy around us. And I'm thinking Peyton experienced a joy this week, because I learned that Peyton now has his temps. So that's a joy to share. I think that is wonderful because we grow up and we become and we see. Now, we can make fun and we can say, oh, no, Peyton's going to be on the road. But you know the thing is? What a joy it is to see him grow and be what God is calling him to be. Or the joy that we hear in the laughter, or even the quiet, or in the prayers that fill us. Find your joy and open yourself up to hear God say, "You are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased." Find the light of Christ. And as we gather for communion in a minute, find that joy. Find that love. Find that hope that fills us because that this light shines within us. Thanks be to God. Amen.